Vayter and Shas Rindav Nun Gimel, picking it up on the second line, the next part of the Mishnah. Chasidim Anshei Ma'isa. So we said over there, the Chasidim Anshei Ma'isa used to hire Miraklim Bifneim, used to go and dance before them. Tanur Rabbanon, Yesh Me'am Omrim Ashrei Yalduseinu Shelo Baisha Zikinuseinu, which means praise, fortunate is our youth that didn't embarrass our when we became old. Rashi says the reason is because Shelo Vainu Averu Yalduseinu Levayesh Zikinuseinu. These are the ones that didn't do any Averus, so therefore they're not embarrassed looking back. Elu Chasidim Anshei Ma'isa. These are Chasidim and Anshei Ma'isa. V'yesh mehem omrim ashri ziknuseinu shekipra es yalduseinu. And some of them said that fortunate is our old age. It was a mechaper for our young age. Elu bali tshuva, these are the ones that are bali tshuva and that obviously repented. Elu v'elu omrim, that both of them say ashri misha lochata umisha chata yoshev yimchalo. Fortunate is one who didn't do any sins, and someone who did a sin, he should go ahead and do tshuva, and he will be forgiven. Tanya, we learned Tanya Braisa. Amar lo Hillel Zaken, we say about Hillel, the elder one. Kishayu Sameach, B'simchas Beis HaShoeva, when he would go ahead and you'd be partying, B'simchas HaShoeva, Amar Kain, he said the following statement. Am I Nikan? Hakol Kan. If I am here, then everything is here. Rashi says that Dorish L'Rabim Shalo Yechtu B'Shmo Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. Am I Nikan? Hakol Kan. Kozman Shani Chafetz B'Bayis Hazeh. Ani means the Ribono Shalom himself. V'Shchinasi Shuyabo. As long as I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, Yekvodu Kayim, then everything is great. V'Yavo Hakol Kan, everything is here. V'Im Techato V'Asalei Shchinasi Mi Yavo Kan. If you do a sin and I going to go ahead and remove myself, then who's going to be here? I'm not going to be here anymore. V'im Einikan, says the Gemara, V'im Einikan Mikan, if I'm not here, who's going to be here? Hu ayo omer Kain, and he used to say the following. L'makom shani ohev sham raglay molichos osi. To the place that I love, that's where my feet take me. Meaning a person goes where they love to go. Im tavol beisi ani yavoi beischa. If you come to my house, meaning the Beit HaMikdash, then I'm going to come to your house. Then ani yavoi beischa. Im ata lo tavol beisi. If you don't come to my house, then ani lo yavoi beischa. Then I'm going to end up coming to your house. So worthwhile to go hang out by the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem as a pasuk said, v'chol hamakom asher askir eshmi avoi lecha ubeirach ticha. Anytime my name is mentioned, I'm going to go, which means the place where my name is mentioned, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, over. I'm going to come to you, Ve'achticha, and I'm going to bless you. Afuro, and then we get to another statement of Hillel, a Mishnah also in Avos. Afuro, Gilgolos, Achas, Shetzav, Panei Amayim, one of my favorite Mishnahs to say out. Armalo, Alda, Tiftach, Tfuch, Sofa, Mitafachi, Tifun. That's where the Mishnah says it. Over here it says, Alda, Tiftach, Tfuch, Ubitifayach, Yutufun. The Mishnah says it so far, I believe. Because of the fact that you drowned somebody, I skipped the first part. He saw there was a skull that was floating in the sea, and he said to the skull, because of the fact that you drowned someone, someone drowned you. And in the end, the one that drowned you, they themselves are going to be drowned. Rashi says that he saw this skull, basically that, I don't want to get too graphic, so I'm going to read the Rashi and you'll translate. Shechotchu esrosho v'tilu l'mayim. They just saw the skull floating there. And he recognized that it was a rotzeach, it was a murderer. Pogubo actually listem kayotzebo, and he saw that apparently what happened was is that other came and they did to him what he did to them, and then they're going to get what's coming to them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan comes on and he says the following idea based off similar to what Rabbi Hillel just said about where you want to go, your feet take you. He says, Ragloi Dvar Inish Inun Arvin Bay. The legs of a person, they are their guarantors, they're the Arev. Lasar Dimitboi Taman Movilin Yosei. To wherever he needs to be, that's where he's going to end up. Rashi explained what this means is, Lamakum Shinigzar Lov Lomus Bo Misham Hu Mitvakesh Lito Dishmaso. In a place where a person is meant to die, and he's supposed to lose his neshama, Taman Uvil Yosei, Lasham Raglav Malichos. So that is where his feet will take him. A person will always end up where they need to be. This is talking about a pretty intense time, where a person will end up going to the place which is going to be the end. Hanu Tati Kushoy, the Havakami Kame the Shlomo. There were these two Kutayim. The Rashi says, straight was Kushai, which is Hashem Shahoyu Yafim Karluach, because they were so beautiful. Oh, I said Kutai Kushai. My bad. Hanu Tadi Kushai. There's the two Kushim. They were called that because they were very beautiful. Less than like Kushi is found also by what's it? Moshe Rabbeinu was married to Tzipora. And Tzipora is called a Kushi. Some explain it means to be black, but it means it's something that's just very different than a color that you normally see, showing that's how beautiful she was. So over here, there's two Kushai, the Havikami, the Gamay Shlomo. They were by Shlomo. Eli Chorev v'Achia b'nei Shisha Sofrim. The Shlomo Havu. These two guys, their name is Eli Chorev and Achia, they were the sons of Shisha. And they were sofrim of Shlomo HaMelech. Yom Echad Chazi LeMalach HaMavis Tehava Ka'atziv. One time he saw that the Malach HaMavis, Shlomo HaMelech, was very sad. He saw that he was upset. So he came over to him and says, Amar Lei, Amai Atziv, why are you upset? What are you sad? What are you so upset about? Why are you feeling down? Amar Lei, the Koboi Minai Hanu Tarti Kishoi Diyasviyacha. Because I'm stuck because these two people, I need to take them. I need to kill them, but I'm not able to do it. Because all it says is that I'm not able to go and take them. So what happened? So he goes ahead and he calls out Shlomo Melech. Masrinu means he summons L'seirim. Actually, says this means L'shedim. Shoya Melech Aleim. He was a king over the Shedim. Therefore, he called them to come and help him. Amtinu l'mechuzah de Luz. Bring him to this particular city called Luz. It's a ir she'in malach hamavis sholit besocha kalabir mesota. The Gemara in Sota daf mem vav mem beis says it's a city that the malach hamavis isn't able to get to. He's like, okay, malach hamavis is trying to take these guys. So he says, take these guys to Luz so that they can't do anything. Kimati l'mechuzah de Luz, shchivu. When they got to the gates of Luz, they ended up dying right before they got into the city. And the next day he saw the Malach HaMavis and he was all happy. He was excited. He was laughing. Why are you so excited? Why are you so happy? Because exactly where I needed them to go, you sent them there for me. Ha, thank you so much. Immediately Shlomo HaMelech opened his mouth and he said, the legs of a person, they are their guarantors. The asar, the midboy, tamon, movil yosei. The place where he has to go, where he has to be, that's where he's going to end up being led. Now we get into the Simchas Beis HaShu'ev and all the things that happen, what they do, they're so excited. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amal of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. When he would be partying by the Simchas Beis HaShu'eva, he would take these eight different torches of fire, and he would basically juggle them, and they wouldn't end up touching one another. And then he would go and he would bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. He would put his two, no, it's like a lotion of like sticking it into the ground. He would stick it into the ground, his two thumbs into the ground. If he would then bend down, he would bow, and he would kiss the floor, and then he would get up. Ve'ein kol bria yachol alasos kein, and no one was able to do such a thing. V'zoi kida, this is called kida. Rashi says, ha'amu abiksuvim, da'amar mar kida alapayim, ein lo lishtateich la'agil la'aretz gufo ela panav bevad. It would be like someone, imagine doing push-ups, but only with your thumbs, and you bend down to the ground in a way, put all your weight just on the thumbs, and they go ahead and they would kiss the ground and lift themselves up with only your thumbs. Mishi yodeh v'yocha lasas kein, uvidosh Rabbi Shimon, lo ye echad me'omdei azar yocha lasas kein elohu. He was the only one who was able to do this thing called kida. Levi achve kida kamid rabbi v'itloy. Levi tried to do it in front of Rabbi and he ended up getting all messed up. Rashi says nasachigar kishazokev gufo me'alav ino nishan al yadav. When he goes and you try to put all your pressure just on your hands and not on your thumbs, and they don't end up leaning at all on the hands. Chazaka litchav gufo lamala nimsa kol onis gifasa al masnov. Everything ends up being by the lower back, and he ended up becoming all messed up. He became lame because of it, because he tried to do such a thing, he actually wasn't able to do it. V'ha garmalei, says the Gemara, really, is that what caused him to become such a massive, to get so messed up? V'ha my Rebbe Elazar, but as I said, le'olam al yatiach adam dvarim kalpi maila, you know, a person should never go ahead and throw words towards Shemayim. Rashi says, yizrok loshon, right, like like you shouldn't go and throw words against Hashem. What does that mean, throw words against Hashem? It means to complain to Hashem and like call him out for something when we know obviously Hashem knows what's best. This is a great person who did this, who said something towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he ended up becoming lame. He got all messed up. Umani, who was it? Levi. Rashi explains that what was it that Levi said? It's a Maseches Tainis. There wasn't rain, and he ended up accusing Hashem. You went up, and you just left your kids. You're not watching him anymore. Okay, obviously, you know, you can daven to Hashem, but we don't go and call him out like that and say, Hashem, help me, whatever. Fine, or whatever did you do? I don't know. You got to ask like some gadol. But the point is that because of that, he got lame, and not because of the fact that he did kida, says Gemara, ha, vaha, garmalei. This is what caused it. Both of them caused it. Right, like Rashi says, it brings the Gemara in Shabbos, nafotula, When the ox falls, sharpen the knife. In other words, when he's already down, and he's in a vulnerable position, that's when he ended up getting hurt because of that. It was both of these that ended up causing him to get to that state of being lame, which means he really couldn't walk well. He messed up the way he was able to walk. Okay, Levi Avi Mital Kamid Rabbi the Rebbe Bitamne Sakini. Levi, he would go in front of Rebbe and he would take 8 knives and he would be throwing them around. Rashi says, "Bebeso shahayir nasi umechadenoso l'samcho." He did this in order to bring him joy. Shudoi tamid b'tzaris yisrael. He was always in a state of worry for Klai Yisrael. Ubechulia kedaminim b'nedarim. He was always like feeling sick as that. So yomet debachach be Rabbi Yosef Peronis amaleama. So he tried to cheer him up, and Shmuel kamei shavur malka b'tamne mazge chamra. This was the king, Rashi says, of Pras, and Mazgei Chamra, Kosos, Chuchios, that were made out of glass cups that were filled with wine, and the wine wouldn't spill. He would go and juggle in front of him. These are all a bunch of different stories. Once you bring up the concept, what happened? We bring up other these type of ideas. Abaye Kame switches to Deraba. Rabbi would do in front of Rabba Bitmane Beye. With he used to go ahead and in front of Rabba. Abayu in front of Rabbi would go ahead and he would juggle 8 eggs. And some say it was only 4 eggs he used to go and juggle. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. I'm Rabbi Shubha Chananya. Kisha, Yinu, Samechim, Sichas, Bishas, Shueva. Lorina, Shina, Beinainu. When we were so happy, when we were excited to the Sichas, Bishas, time, we didn't have a sleep that ever saw, our eyes never saw any sleep. Ketzad, why is that? Does that work? Because Shah, we showed our Tamish Shachar. In the first hour, second, the first hour of the day, they used to go bring the Tamish Shachar, the morning Tamid. Bisham, Litzfield. Then they went when they davened. Bisham, the Karbon Musaf. After that, they went and they did the Karbon Musaf. Bisham, Litzfield, Samusaf. And then when they did Tfilas Musafim. Misham the base of Medrash and they would shtag. Misham lachila v'shtia and then after that they would start eating and they were drinking, right? It was Yantif. Misham lachila mintacham and then they would have mincham. Misham lachamach ben arbaim. Then they would do tamach ben arbaim. Become bekan ve'elech l'simchas v'sishweva. Then they would go ahead and they would party for the simchas v'sishweva. Frak the Gemara. Ain't he? Does this make any sense? What do you mean? They didn't sleep for 7 days? Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shavua shalo ishan shloshe yamim. If a person makes a shavua, he said, I swear that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. Then is Malkanus, so we give him Malkus for doing such a thing because you're not able to do such a thing. And Rashi points out what that means is that Shenishba Lashov, Misha Shiyat Shavua Mipiv, Areu Kinishba Ala Omud Shal Evan Shu Shal Zav. So come and swearing this thing that's made out of rock is really made out of gold. If Sha'af Zen Nishba Davar Davar Shi'if Shah, it's something that you swore that can't be. Of Shuas, we learned Tanan, the Yinu, the Dahinu Shvua Shav, Chamim, of Chayav Mazdonu Makos, Kagon Shehisubo. Right, he was warned, therefore, this guy, he ends up getting Malkus for doing such a thing. And then he can go and he can do it immediately because the person's not able to do it for so long. El Hachkam, that's what it means to say. Low time, low time, shame. It means they didn't taste shame. Meaning it was like they were so tired. Because they just basically dozed off on the shoulders of one another. Next part of the Mishnah, Chamisha Se Milos. We said the Levim would stand. There was 15 steps that went up to the bottom from where the Yisraelim used to stand until going to the Ezra's Nashim. And we said because of the time, it says 15 times Shir HaMalos in Tehillim. Only Rav Chisa Lahu Midera Banan, Rav Chisa said to this fellow from the rabbis, said from a particular person, Dahavi Kamasad Agarata Kamei, they used to go ahead and speak out the Agaritas. This person knew a lot of, he knew a lot of Agaritas. Amalei said to him, Shmi Allah. Hani Chamishe Ma'ilos Kenegan Mi Amram David. Do you know why David Melech said these 15 Shir HaMa'ilos? What was the reason for them? What was it coming to correspond to? Amalei said to him, Hacham Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan said, B'shah Shekara David Shisin. At the time David Melech made the Shisin. Oh, remember this machlokas we had a couple days ago about where the Shisin from Sheshis Mei Bereishis, or maybe it was unearthed. Rashi says, V'lo Sfir Leishis Sheshis Mei Bereishis Nivru. V'isvirle shemen nismalu afar otzoros etzarcho le'am etzarcho lachrosan. Maybe one of two things. Either he doesn't hold like the one who says that it was there from Shish Mei Braces, actually it was built by David Melch, or actually it wasn't. It was from Shish Mei Braces and it got filled up with dirt, and David Melch came and he took out all the dirt. Kafa Tahoma, nonetheless, is that when he went ahead and he did this, so the Tahom started popping up from underneath. Rashi says, Saf Tahom Lamaila V'yotza. The water from the depth of the earth started coming to flood the world. Uboyu L'mishta Fa'alma. It threatened that it was going to drown everyone. Armad David Chamesha say, Maila Sarvidan. Solomon Mel said 15 songs that he sang, 15 Talim, Milos going up, Veridan, and it made it go down. What? Iachi Chamishay Milos, Yardos me by the day. He said Yardos because it actually made it go down, not that it made it go up. Amarlei, so he said back to Malataka, you're right. Hol v'it karton hachi et mait. Yeah, you're right. You reminded me of the real story. This is what they actually said. B'shah shekarat David Shisin, at the time David Melech was going out and cleaning out or creating the Shisin, Kafat Alma came up the water. Ubal the Mishtafa Alma is going to go drown the world. So Amar David. David said, "Mika Diadi Yishar LeMichtav Shem." Does anyone know if it's mutter to write Shem Hashem? Rashi says that David HaMelech lo yamor alacha b'nei Rabbi didn't want to paskin in front of his Rebbe, his Rebbe, and Achitofel v'yosham, and he was standing right there. Beep, turn the page. Nun Gimel Mabez. So he said, does anyone know if you can write the Shem Hashem achaspa on pottery, and then v'nishtei b'toma, and then we'll take it and we're going to throw it into the depth so it's to stop it from coming up. Umanach, and then it will chill and it'll stop. Rashi says what he wanted to do was, the reason why I wanted to take this pottery is because it will sink and it's not going to flow into the top. It'll go down and plug up this hole where the water is shooting up from. And it goes further and explains that when this piece of pottery wasn't stam, but this piece of pottery was actually there from Sheshes Mebrachis, and it was plugging up a hole. And when David Melech was clearing up the Shisin, what happened was he pulled it out. And by pulling it out, now the water was going all over the place. He wanted to write Shem Hashem on it, so when he threw it down, it would find the place and plug up the hole again. Leka dekamer lemide, nobody responded to his question. So he's like, stuck. He's like, all right, Amar David, called the Yodah lemember v'ino Omer, Yechonik bergona. Anyone knows the answer, and he decided not to answer? He should choke by his throat. Okay, beautiful. Nas Achitofel, Kal v'chomer hazor. Achitofel is Rebbe. He told Kal v'chomer. He said, Umar, Lazo Shalom b'din shalish tov, this Baruch wants to make peace between man and wife. Amar Torah, the Torah said, Shemisha nichta b'kedusha, my name, which is written b'kedusha, Yimachal amayim, it should be, go ahead, and it should be erased by water. Lazo Shalom v'cholom kula achas kama v'kama, go do peace for the entire world. How much more so? Of course. Amar Leishari, so he said, it's going to be mutter. Because of Shem Achaspa, so I ended up writing the name on this piece of pottery. V'shadei l'tahom, and he threw it into the tahom, into the depths. V'nachis tahom, shisar alfei garmadi, and it went down the water 16,000 amos. Yichazer nachis tuva, when he saw that it went down so much, Amrei said, kama de mitlei tfei mirtav alma, as much as it will come up and be closer, the higher it is, then the ground itself is going to end up being better. Rashi explains that kama shetahom gavoh v'samach la'aretz, Mislachlech, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it will make it like lach, like moist. V'aretz mitamachas peiroseha. It's going to end up being great. It's going to help the land. It's going to be very moist, and it's going to be good for growing things. Amar chamesha se milos v'aske chamesa alfei garmadi. So he said 15 shir hamalos, songs of malos, of bringing it up, and then it's coming 15 alfei garmadi, which means it stayed 1,000 beneath. V'okmi ba'alfei garmadi, and it stayed underneath 1,000 amos, and therefore, that's why there are 15 shir hamalos. Amar Ula. Ula said, Shma mina sumcha da'ara alfei garmide. That comes out. We learn from this that the depth, not the depth, sumcha. Rashi says, Oveyar, it's the thickness of the ground, ana tahom, until you get to the depth of the water of the depth of the tahom, is 1,000 amos. In fact, the Amar v'chazinen dekarinan purta v'nafkimaya. Aye, but we see that there are places where you can go and dig just a little bit, and you end up getting already water. You can hit water already. So it must be it's less than that. Much less than 1,000. Says Gemara, Amar v'shasha, ahum isuma the pras. That's talking about, this is by Bavel, that they had these areas where the water would be just like close to the surface. Ahum is sulam the pras. That's from the sulam, literally the ladder of pras. So the pras means the Euphrates River. Why? Because the Euphrates River has so much water that when it would be pushing down, it put so much pressure that it would shoot water up in underneath the ground. The water would like go upstream, so to speak, and not even so to speak, it would go up, and therefore it would come up to the surface over there. But it's not the waters of the depths. That's just like the water of the Euphrates River. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, it says, Va'amdu kohanim b'shar elyon shiyore, that the kohanim would go and they would stand on the upper place which came down. The actual lesson looking at the Mishnah is, Va'amdu shtei kohanim b'shar elyon, they stand up shiyore, me'ezer sisol, ezer stashim, u'shtei chatzos b'idein, and they had these two chatzotzos that were in their hands. Kara hagever, mean the actual Mishnah, kara hagever, taku veriu, taku, higilu maila asiris, and they got to the 10th step, taku veriu, taku, and again they did tkiya, trua, tkiya. And then it goes on more and discusses more about it. So the wants to know, it says the 10th step. Does it mean the 10th step from the bottom, so they walk down 5 steps? Or does it mean the 10th step from the top, so they walk down 10 steps? So this is the guy, Boy Rav Yirmiyah, L'mayla me'asara. Does it mean, L'mayla asiris, the nachas chamisha v'koya asara, that they went down 5 and they ended up being on the 10th step? That's 15 steps. From the top, you go down 5, you're on the 10th step. Or maybe what it means is, Odilma, the nachas asara v'koya chamisha. It went down 10th. To the 10th from the top, and then you're really in the 5th going up. Teku, leave it, teku. Okay, now, in the next part of the Mishnah, we went into explaining how, like, when they were leaving, they would turn around towards the Marav, turn the away from the Mizrach to the Marav, and they would say, we serve you, Hashem, not like our forefathers that went against you. And this is coming off a Pasuk, which is in Yecheskel. And on that, we know that the Pasuk says that Upneim Kedma. If you read the whole pasuk, the pasuk says, "Vayave osi al chatzay beis Hashem apinimis." And they pesach heichal Hashem bein ulam beis beach. Asim mechamisha each, so like 25 people. Achareu meheichal Hashem. Their backs were to the heichal, which obviously is the west. Upneim Kedma, and their faces were towards the east. Vehem mishtachlim Kedma l'shemesh, and they were bowing down to the sun. So now the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Why do you need to spell that out for me? From the fact that it says that Pneim, their face, was to the east. I don't know that their achareim was to Hichal Hashem. Why do you have to say it? Why did I have to go and say it? It's coming to teach that they were, as Rashi says, they were megalin. They were revealing themselves. Umatrizin klape mata, and they were rei. They were letting it go. What they shouldn't be doing. So this is what we call the Moonies. And the end of the Mishnah comes and says that after they would turn their face to Hashem, and they would say that our forefathers unfortunately did the wrong thing, va'anu l'kayin enu, but to us, but for us, as meaning we, our eyes are l'kayin enu, our eyes are towards Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hayushonim va'omrim, anu l'kayin enu, they would repeat it, they would say, we're for Hashem, and Hashem is for our Leinenu, for our eyes. It says the Gemara, hold on one second. Anu l'kayu l'kayu l'inenu. Any, would they really go ahead? They would repeat themselves? They would double up the same concept? V'amr Rabbi Zeira. Kol omer shema shema ki lo omer modem modem. Anyone who says shema shema repeats himself twice. Rashi says, psuka psuka v'tani la, says it twice like that, t'tan, mishatkin oso, mishum de mechsel kishter b'shuyos. So he's saying, modem modem, and it's like we silence the person, we shut him up, because it sounds like he's diving to two different gods. So you're not allowed to say it twice. Ella hachiyam, that's what it means to say. Heima mishtachim kedma, our forefathers used to go ahead, and they would bow, you know, towards the east, I mean, towards the sun, it says. V'anu l'ka mishtachim, but for us, we're bowing to Hashem. V'inenu l'ka miyachlos, and our eyes are looking towards Hashem. Rashi says, "V'kivin da trei mili k'medaka k'mat kerlei." Since it's for two different things, they're saying it to trei zimni. V'lav achadim will say trei zimni l'samba. There's no problem. It's not like saying one thing twice. They're saying two things for two separate ideas, and therefore it's fine.
Sorry about the background noise over here. I just had to be in a louder room.
Next Mishnah, Ein pochsin me'esrim ve'achas tekius b'mikdash. There were no less than on any given day when they would go ahead and be in the Beis HaMikdash, there were at least 21 times that they blew the shofar. They used to blow tekiah, shvari, trua, tekiah. So there were 21 times that they did it, minimum. Ve'ein mosifin al arboim b'shmona, they wouldn't do more than 48, depending on what the day is. Ve'chol yom ha'yusham esrim achas tekiah b'mikdash, there were at least 21 that went on. Shalosh ha'pesichas sharim, three when they would open up the sharim in the morning. Ve'teisha l'tamit shal shachan, 9 times when they did the carbon tamid, the tisha, the tamid shabin arbaim, 9 at the afternoon,
Ubamusafin hayu mosifin otesha. And there was a day that they had musaf, they would add 9 tekiyos. Be'erev Shabbos hayu mosifin sheish. On Erev Shabbos they used to do 6. Shalosh lahavtil es ha'ami malacha. 3 in order to remind people to stop working because it's going to be Shabbos soon. Shalosh lahavtil min kol shechol. And 3 that Shabbos actually is starting right now. Erev Shabbos shebetochos chag. If it turns out that it was Erev Shabbos on Sukkot itself, hayisham arboy mishona, there are 48. Shalosh psichas sha'arim. 3 when they open the gate. Shalosh shashar elyon. 3 for the upper gate. Shalosh shashar tachat. 3 for the lower gates. Shalosh lamiloy hamayim. 3 when they would go out and they would fill up the water and they're coming through the gates with the water. Shalosh al gabei mizbeach. 3 next to the mizbeach when they used to set up the aravos. Teisha latamid shel shachar. That we learned much earlier. Set the aravos around the mizbeach. 9 that were done at the tamid of the shachar. Teisha latamid shel ben arbaim. 9 for the afternoon. Teisha lamusaf and 9 for the musaf. Shalosh lahatfil zahamin and malacha. Like we said before. Shalosh lahavdim and gosh lachol. And that, my friends, is a total of 48. Zuck the Heilige Gemara, Masnisin de Luk Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, look at the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hapoches lo yivchos misheva. He says, don't listen 7. But Mosef lo yusef al shesh, there's no more than 16. Am I coming from you? What exactly is a machlukas? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Tekia, Trua, Tekia, Achasi. He holds that that whole set of Tekia, Trua, Tekia is actually, Tekia is actually considered one. Rabbanan Savar, Tekia, Lechud, Trua, Lechud is considered individual mitzvah, so it's really 3. My time to read, what's trying to read, it says it's like one. Amarkra, the Pasuk says, who skatem trua. Interesting. Skatem is a lesson of tekia, and yet it says trua, so it says skatem trua means it's considered like one. Pick up, skip. Virabanan, and the Rabbanan, what are they going to do with that? It says, no, who the pshuta lefaneo lecharea hudasa. It's just saying you have to have a pshuta, one that's a long blast of a tekia before, and one after, but really it's 3. Okay. Virabanan, my tamaya, what's pshat in the Rabbanan? Why do they do what they say? They say it's 3. V'hakilas kahal tisku v'lo sariu. Because we know it says when you're gathering up all the groups, do tekiya and don't do trua. Must mean that they're splitting it. V'sal kadai tekiya trua achasi. If you consider achas is one considered one thing, so what? You're going to say amar achmana palga the mitzah of it pagalavin. Such a thing to say, do half the mitzah and don't do the other half of the mitzah. Therefore, must mean that these are individual things. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, ahula simana ba'alma hudasa. That was that the reference to that pasuk is only in order as a simon. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to talk with them, so that's not actually the mitzvah itself. What did Rabbanan say back? Rabbanan simanahu v'rachamana shavim mitzvah. In chinam, it's considered a simon, but also the Torah considered it like a mitzvah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.